KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says he's instructed municipalities to enforce food safety regulations to get on top of the food poisoning crisis in the country. He made the remarks at the Princess Makoko Coral Festival in Empangeni yesterday. This week, Ntuli met with mayors from across KZN to discuss government's draft municipal bylaws, which are aimed at regulating spaza shop regulations and operations of food safety. The Premier says an investigation is also underway into the deaths of three children in Umzumbe who may have died from suspected food poisoning. He's appealed to communities to be vigilant and take the issue of expired goods seriously.
Although there is no tangible evidence to suggest that people are being targeted, there are suspicions that shop owners are using the poison to kill insects, which somehow finds its way into food. This is a sensitive issue because, as a country, if we are unable to protect children, it means we have failed.
An economist says the formation of the GNU and an end to load shedding are some of the factors that have led to South Africa's credit rating being revised. Rating agency Standard & Poor's Global revised South Africa's outlook from stable to positive. S&P says increased political stability following our general elections could boost private investment and GDP growth. In 2017, South Africa's sovereign credit rating was downgraded to junk status due to political instability. Dr. Azar Jameen says the review is good news for the country.
And this is all providing business and investor mood with confidence that South Africa's economic growth will improve and that as a result, government tax revenues will rise. And that, of course, improves the financial stability of the country. And it leads to interest rates being lower than they would otherwise have been.
And at least five people have died and dozens injured after a four-story building collapsed in Tanzania. Officials say the building in Dar es Salaam caved in as people were shopping yesterday. At least 70 people had been retrieved alive from the site in an ongoing rescue operation. Back home, there's a yellow level 1 alert for severe thunderstorms in the northwest parts of the province today and over the western and central interior tomorrow. It may lead to damaging winds, hail, heavy downpours and excessive lightning. Durban will reach a high of 30 degrees, Ulundi 38, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 36, Underberg 31, Ladysmith 34, Moy River and Newcastle 33, Kokstad 32 and 28 for Margate. 2 metre high sea swells in Durban beaches tomorrow morning with sunrise at 10 to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.